is the Victorian Country Hour with Warwick Long on ABC Radio Victoria.
Our Peak Body Grain Producers Australia hopes a decision by the federal government, Federal Agriculture Department, to postpone its review of the Wheat Port Code of Conduct is a signal it will ask the ACCC to undertake a wider inquiry of the grains supply chain and how it affects pricing. The department was due to review the code, which is designed to provide exporters with fair access to the ports, in September this year, but has pushed that review back by 3 years. Andrew Wiedemann, research and development spokesman with GPA, says the code is not fit for purpose and the combination of lack of competition and upcountry road and rail issues means farmers are being underpaid for their grain.
Look, we understand that the government's reviewing what we've been talking to them about in regards to the establishment of an inquiry into the supply chain. We've been asking for that for a number of years now, Angus, as the listeners are probably well aware, and obviously to take a good hard look at the complete supply chain, look at the competition area, but also look at where we've got problems within the supply chain as well. And we feel that our call is well justified and probably timely now to really do that that process.
Okay, so it's the priority then for GPA, not for the federal Ag Department to do this review of the Wheat Port Code, but for the Federal Ag Department or for the Federal Government to give the ACCC the powers to conduct a more wide-reaching pricing inquiry looking at the entire supply chain?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, the power and the reason that the agricultural unit was set up by Barnaby Joyce originally was a push from ourselves and others around trying to make sure that we had an agricultural unit in the ACCC, so they had an understanding essentially of agriculture at that level, and we feel that we're well placed now. There's been reviews of dairy and other areas, so that seems to be a great opportunity now with the skill sets that are there to be able to dirk a deep dive and have a good serious look at what's going on in our industry. We've been talking at numerous times about that, but that then would obviously help decide whether a wheat port code was still required or something else in terms of legislation may be required as an outcome of that, Angus. And we can work out from there also, you know, where the supply chain is really falling down. We know that rail and road are our only mechanisms at the moment to get grain to port. When you've got an export year, that's causing an enormous strain on the system and getting it out of the country. So there's a range of areas that'll need to be looked at. It's not just about competition. It's also about what's up country and where we can obviously look to try and provide some investment opportunities for the Australian grains industry to try and drive down the costs associated outside the farm gate.
So given that the Federal Ag Department has delayed this review of the Wheat Port Code, is that then an indicator to you that that it would be likely that the federal government would commission the ACCC to undertake the inquiry that you'd like them to?
Well, look, going into the election, the Labor government gave us the strongest indication that they were quite happy to sit down with industry and work through this, and certainly the new minister, Minister Watts, had plenty on his plate with biosecurity risks around FMD and lumpy skin disease, and that's certainly taken his attention, as it should really, to try and make sure that we've got those things in place. But now, as we have worked through that and the industry has responded to those areas, now is the time to start looking to really put in place the building blocks around trying to make sure that the grains industry has a full and transparent system, and that we understand where the supply chain issues are and that all participants are able to operate in the supply chain as well, because we've obviously seen a lot of exporters and others exit the industry over the last decade, and we want to understand, you know, why those reasons have occurred, because we know that competition obviously returns better value to the farmer at the farm gate. And we've been just about at every farmers meeting I've attended, there's been a lot of frustration from growers talking about the values they're seeing and what's happening overseas, and the discussion that Australia is still the cheapest origin of grain in the world. So we need to work out those reasons, and we feel that the ACCC is really the only independent group that could undertake such a vast amount of work that'll be required.
What do you think? Do you believe that there is a lack of competition in the market, and that's meaning that Australian grain growers are being paid less than they should be?
Look, I think there's probably a lot of issues up country than there are at the port at the moment. I think that the supply chain itself around getting access to rail and road are some of the real key drivers for what we're seeing in terms of pricing at the moment, Angus. That's my view. In terms of the competition on the marketing side, I think, look, we've got a reasonable number of buyers there, but at the end of the day, the more buyers we see, the better the pricing we'll see as an outcome of that. So I still think there's a lot of room to improve. And I did a presentation at the recent Australian Grains Industry Conference, and if we want to talk about football, I think we're about half-time in terms of deregulation of a grand final, and we've still got the third quarter and final quarter to play out. So we really want to make sure that the industry set up for the next, not just the next 2-3 years, we're talking about setting this industry up for the next 10 to 20 years, long after plenty of us have been and gone in the industry, to ensure that we have what we need in a deregulated market. And I don't think that we've seen the full power of deregulation as yet in the industry.
That is Andrew Wiedemann, who is the Research and Development Spokesperson with Grain Producers Australia, speaking with Angus Verley. The Federal Department of Agriculture were contacted for comment as well. You're listening to The Country Hour.